Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
No, it really is. It's just sucking. It's sucking the marrow out of the bone of life. I'm back. Shady's back. Where's my music?
Shady's back. Back again.
Yay! Yay!
So, you know, it's so funny. It's like, nobody missed me. Like, what? Two people DM'd me like, you okay?
You know, dude.
Should have seen the text line.
No, yeah. Everybody
what
was asking.
What did you guys say? Like, I died?
No.
He's close to death, people. I got so sick. I was really, really sick. I was done and I was out.
Yeah.
So I was like, at one point, my pulse ox at like 85. I was like close to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. 85 is like low.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to drop below 95. That's what my doctor told me.
Dude, I was below 95 like for most of the time.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah. I was in the 90s and then I'd hit 85. And I told some people and they just... shut the bedroom door.
Did you tell a medical professional?
No, I thought I told my wife. Like, I'm at 85. She goes, well, that sounds fine. 85% sounds pretty good. Doing good.
Oh, no.
She didn't know. Oh. Yeah, she know, right? Anyway, so I'm here. I'm back. I hear coffee in the background. What was it in text line? People thought I died. They were coming to the funeral.
I don't know if they thought you died, but they didn't know what happened. They're like, hey, I'm really concerned about Valentine. Yeah. Like, is he okay?
He has never said anything?
Well, we said he's fine. He should hopefully be back soon.
He's fine. He's hanging in there. He's at 85.
We're not medical professionals. We didn't want to give
what
specifics,
do we
know? You
know? I mean, hey, the guy makes it, he doesn't make it. What are you going to do? How
right.
are you, Jill?
I'm good. A little warning to everybody out there. Mini Carmageddon is still going on. It was supposed to end this morning at 5.
So where's Mini Carmageddon? Because I don't know about this.
It is on the 210 freeway.
Right. So annoying.
It was supposed to be done this morning.
Yeah.
It's been going on for like the past 5 days.
Okay.
They shut down a little part of the 210.
Right.
Over by Irwindale and like where those big...
Why were you on the 210?
The way I come to work these past couple of days.
Oh,
it doesn't take me long. It doesn't take me long, right? Sleepover at somebody's house that lives out that way.
Interesting. Another clue. So he lives in that
he
area.
Lives east
of
here.
Oh, yeah, you were gone. Brian.
Oh, we already knew that?
Yes.
Did we?
Okay. John and Valerie and I knew that the other day.
I didn't know that. Well, of course you knew that. You're going there to sleep over.
But it was supposed to be done today, so I made sure to give myself like an extra 15.
Sure, but Carmageddon's still going
on.
Oh, man, Carmageddon, right?
I've never driven so aggressively
in
my life.
Does he get up and like make you coffee or anything in the morning like that? Wish you a goodbye?
He was getting ready for work as well, so we
so
were
he gets
both
up early, too.
Early, mm-hmm. early guy.
Early guy. Mm-hmm. What's different living in you, Sam?
No. Nope.
Oh, I missed this.
I called her the other day.
This
right?
is so nice.
So she's got a boyfriend. So I called her the other day. She won't tell us who, though. It's like, whatever. I called her the other day just to say hi, let her know I was alive because she hadn't reached out and thought, you know.
I reached out a couple of times, but I didn't want to bother you. I know when I'm sick, I just want to sleep, and I just don't want anybody
right.
to
Well,
bother
my
me.
Family doesn't let me sleep. So no, I reached out, and the funny part was she's like answers, whatever, and stuff. And I go, say hi to so-and-so in the background because I know his name.
I slipped, and I said his name off
his
the
name.
Air.
So I said, say hi to Billy. In the background, right? She goes, I heard Billy in the background. Hey, did? I didn't hear Billy in the background.
But the funny thing was, when I went to go call Val, I was trying so hard to say his name. When I went to call Val back,
right.
My boyfriend said to me, say hi to Val for me.
So that's when I go, hey, say hi to Billy in the background or whatever. And then she believed I must have heard Billy in the background, but I never heard Billy in the background.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But he wanted you to know he said
so
hi.
So he's reaching out to me.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to him.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the C block?
No, because I don't trust you.
The C block.
Oh my!
Proper use of that.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, that, would,
that, wrong?
That would imply.
Listen,
you two.
I don't know what's going on. I've got COVID brain. I don't know what's happening. I'm using this thing for the next like century. I'm using it at home all this time and stuff too.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:22. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The massive oak fire, which is burning near Yosemite National Park, has destroyed at least 55. Structures since this past Friday. It's big, guys. The fire's grown to over 17,200 acres. Crews are dealing with extremely dry conditions and steep terrain. Firefighters made progress yesterday, but slowing the fire's spread's difficult. It's only about 15% contained. Thousands of buildings remain threatened. And remember, they had all those beetles up there that were eating away the trees and stuff, so there's a lot of dead trees, which is just instant fuel for this fire as well. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot. Don't even worry about it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Oh, sweet Jesus. The plans I have made in my mind for this thing, it keeps me alive and my family vicariously through them. I thought COVID was going to kill me, but I tell you, this is keeping me alive, Mega Millions.
Oh my God.
$810 million, Jill, right?
Yeah, so much money.
The buyout's like $470 after taxes. You're probably looking at like $270, $280, right?
Oh,
who cares? If you win tonight, that jackpot will be paid out over the next 30 years, or like I said, the $470 option. The largest lottery jackpot in history was $1.58 billion Powerball prize in 2016. They always say that people who win the lottery, oh man, they go downhill, they start drinking, end up at booby bars, and that's that.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like a great way to go, right? After COVID, a great way to go. They don't. They checked in. The majority of them after 10 years are doing fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, sure. They're doing fine.
Okay.
This whole thing of like it ruins your life, it doesn't.
No.
I've got high plans.
Good to know.
For a John second, Camucci,
I thought
yes.
That's where you were. I think maybe you just like won the lottery or something. That's why no, I didn't see you for a bit.
If I win the lottery... You guys will know.
Will we?
And I, you know what's so funny? I always said like I'd come back to work. John's got the sports.
If you want to watch NFL games on your phone, local ones, you used to be able to do that for free. Now you're going to need a subscription to the NFL's new streaming app, NFL Plus. So it just launched yesterday. It's $4.99 a month or $39.99 for the year, but it allows you access on your phone or any tablet for the service. It's just for local and primetime games mixed with what they say is other NFL content. But that's another streaming service added to your mix.
So many out there.
So many.
So many streaming services. Were you doing TikTok Tuesday?
Well, yeah, I guess. I have reservations about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole
no,
idea
we gotta do
behind
it.
It is kind of bad, but it's just so good.
Well, I think I got the answer. 625. We'll find out together what TikTok Tuesday is all about today. Here's Maroon 5. She'll Be Loved. It is 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Route 5, She'll Be Loved, 629, 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. We call this a TikTok Tuesday. So apparently, something on TikTok has caught the fancy of John, Jill, and Brian here. Something so incredibly electric that it'll make you either laugh, smile, cry, or celebrate life in some way.
This one will make you laugh, but we should preface this by saying we do not encourage this behavior.
Well, you made me do it to my kids.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
You made the guy do it to his kids?
Yes.
You did it to your kids.
But it's so good.
But you don't encourage the behavior.
It involves lying.
Yes, exactly.
And violence.
But you're not actually doing the violence. You're just talking about the violence. So we want to tell everybody, don't do the violence. This is just a setup for the violence.
Did you do the violence?
I did the whole thing.
You did the whole thing to your kids?
And then afterwards, there's like hours of backtracking and saying, well, we don't do that.
It was just a little bit of a joke. We just did it because, you know, John and Jill do this thing called TikTok Tuesday, and the Chinese are controlling them. I don't know what it is.
The video is so good, though. It's so good.
All right, so we'll let you hear the audio of whatever this violent act was. I know nothing about this. We'll be hearing it for the first time together right after this.
Valentine in the morning.
Who's got the Hollywood headlines coming up?
We have some news about the new co-hosts of Jeopardy. I'll tell you about the long-term deals coming up at 6:50.
So who wants to explain to me on this TikTok Tuesday this dastardly, violent,
well,
yet comedic act that Brian pulled on his kids?
Well, it's something that is very popular right now on TikTok, at least in my feed.
Mine as well.
Okay, so parents are trying to see how their kids would react to going out and fighting. Like being on their side and fighting with them. So
I've heard this. I know.
A parent comes in, sees the kid, and says like, "Okay, so and so, whether it's a neighbor or a coworker or somebody, I got to go fight someone, but they might bring a kid. I need you with me in case they bring a kid." And you want to see the reaction to what the kid says, whether it's "No, I don't want to go," or "I'll get my shoes."
Right, right.
And so I said, "Brian, you need to do this to the boys because Micah and Maddox are so." I think so different when it comes to their personalities.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to see how they would react to this.
I thought about this with my kid, if I should do this with Colin. Then I'm like, nah.
Try it.
No, because I realized how this could mess up a kid for life.
No,
I realized that after the fact.
Yeah, no. I know. Right? I feel bad for you and your family. This is really bad.
I think it shows how down your kid really is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's it.
And then you say, it's just a joke.
Then the kid doesn't know what to believe with his father anymore.
We never want to fight.
It's just a joke. We never want to fight. I know I made you think we want to fight, but we never want
to
fight.
Just
so now the kid
it.
From now on goes, so is this a joke, Dad, or is this real? What are you telling me? So is this the audio right here?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Micah, I have to go fight the neighbor.
Wait, fight the neighbor?
And I need your help.
What?
You need to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in case there's a kid, I need you to fight the kid. Yeah. Will you do it?
Yeah. I want to fight the kid.
You guys understand we're going to have to fight out there, okay?
Okay. I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay. Yes! Oh my gosh.
You've raised a violent child.
What a little gangster. That's awesome.
I'm going to kick him in the face. Which one was that Micah that wanted to do it?
No, that was Maddox.
That was Maddox? Maddox wanted to kick him in the face?
Maddox was so ready.
Maddox is the younger one.
That it made me concerned. And now he thinks that he's going to kick my neighbor in the face one day. It's my fault. It's your fault, Joe.
Well, kick the neighbor's kid, right? Or he's kicking the neighbor in the face.
I don't know.
He was taking them both on.
Just blame it on me. Just tell him.
Do you feel a little bit safer knowing that Maddox has your back? If you ever really needed it? No questions asked. I'm ready to kick him in the face.
I don't think my five-year-old is going to really do much in a fight.
Right.
You never know.
Maybe John and I find this so funny because we don't have kids.
No, you find it funny because it's not your kid.
Yeah.
If it is your kid, that goes, I'm going to go kick him in the face.
Yeah.
It's like when you see your kid do a drawing of the house on fire and you're like, what is that? Funny if it's somebody else's kid, but not funny if it's your kid.
I'd be proud.
I have to go fight the neighbor.
Wait, fight the neighbor?
And I need your help.
What?
You need to come with me. Because in case there's a kid, I need you to fight the kid.
Yeah.
Will you do it?
Yeah. I want to fight the kid.
You guys understand we're going to have to fight out there, okay?
Okay. I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay. Right, can I post this on our Instagram?
Why not at this point?
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Oh my God. This little part right here.
I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay. Like, he's been waiting for this for the longest time.
He's ready to help his dad.
You know, the truth is, so you guys probably didn't hear, he said, by the way, our neighbor is John P.
I'm going to kick him in the face.
John P, our boss. Wow, that's crazy. It is very, very funny. They're right. It's funny, but it's not my kid.
Right.
It's your young boy saying, I'm going to go beat up the neighbor too and kick him in the face.
How would you hope Colin would react?
I don't know how he'd react. I thought about doing it for a hot second. I think he'd come, but he'd be confused because he hasn't seen me live that violent life.
Right.
He knows that I don't fight. Because he'd be really confused because he knows I don't fight. I'd be more like trying to diffuse the situation more so. And that's what I've tried to teach him and to not get involved in stuff like that. What are you laughing at?
Brian's boys are ready. They're ready to go with dad.
Yeah, they're ready to fight. You know, I think my kid would fight if he had to. I don't know.
He's a little bit older too, so I think it's different.
I don't know, but congrats with your violent
thank
children.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for messing up their lives, putting violence in their head.
Anything for the clicks, Jill.
Anything for the clicks. 6:38. It's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. 6:45. So I guess we have a really, really cool prize during the Battle of the Sexes here at 7 o'clock,
it's
right?
It's so big.
It's huge, Jill. How huge is it?
It's so huge. We did this all last week at this time, and then I didn't know we were doing it a second week, so we were so excited yesterday to find out. We're giving away this package again.
So you got a pair of tickets to both nights of the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas.
Right.
Pair of tickets to the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage at Area 15.
Yes.
Private ride in Area 15's all-new Liftoff.
Right.
Which is the sky-high observation deck with a 360-degree view of Las Vegas Strip.
Very cool.
$100 gas card. Yep. Two-night hotel accommodations, MGM Rewards destination, yada, yada, yada.
Is that crazy?
That's great. That's a big prize.
So good.
So if you want to go, you call for the Battle of Sexes just before 7 o'clock, 866-544-MYFM. This will be all week during the 7 o'clock edition of the Battle of the Sexes.
104.3 MYFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
The Simpsons always does a Halloween special every year, but for the first time ever, they're doing something different. I'll tell you their plan right after traffic.
By the way, some people commenting, how come Jill didn't use Hazel or Delilah for that little bit she had?
I wasn't over at their house in order to film this, and I wanted to be the one to do it, not my sister Jenna. I wanted to be the one to grab Hazel and Delilah and say, let's go, girls. So I want to do it.
Right. Will you do it with him yet?
Yeah, sure. I feel like Delilah, she'd be ready to go. Hazel,
I'm going to kick him in the face.
Hazel, she wants to be friends with everybody. She'd be like, no, we can't do that. But Delilah, she's got my back.
Do you think they'd fight for you over their mom?
Ooh. Yeah, they'd do both of us, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what, Jill? We'll patiently wait for that video.
Thank goodness.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
So for a while now, we've been kind of wondering who will ultimately be the host of Jeopardy. Right now, Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings have kind of been splitting duties, and that looks like that's how it's going to be for a while. According to Variety, Sony Pictures Entertainment has entered into long-term deals that will have the two of them continue to split duties on Jeopardy. So as of right now, nothing is changing. And every year, The Simpsons do a Halloween special. It's called The Treehouse of Horror. And a lot of times they have like these three different stories that they tell within this. But for the first time ever, it was just announced at Comic-Con this past weekend, they are devoting the entire episode to one single story. And that is Stephen King's classic, It, with Krusty the Clown being Pennywise. So something brand new this Halloween. I'm Jill with your Hollywood Headlines.
And Pennywise, the dancing clown. I think you should do that challenge, the TikTok challenge, just like you made Brian do.
Micah, I have to go fight the neighbor.
Wait, fight the neighbor?
And I need your help.
What?
You need to come with me.
Yeah.
Because in case there's a kid, I need you to fight the kid.
Okay.
Will you do it?
Yeah. I want to fight the kid.
You guys understand we're going to have to fight out there, okay?
Okay. I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay. I think you should try this. Now, Hazel and Delilah, it's going to be a tough putt, but I think you go home.
Mm-hmm.
You say to your mom, Mom, I got to go fight the neighbor. And she's got her mom that lives with her. I'm going to need you to come with me.
Mom,
you try and get Karen to go with you. You got to go, Mom. You got to come fight the neighbor's mom.
Yeah, you can't hit a mom, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'll need my mom to come with me.
She might have her mom with her mom. She's been staying there. You got to have my back. You got to come fight the mom.
Okay.
See what she does.
Since Brian did this with his kids, I will do this with my mom.
Yay! 657, 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. Nobody noticed. No one noticed we didn't do First Sip. We didn't do it because...
Oh.
Brian, Jill, and John, and Valerie have decided to cancel the segment in my absence.
I think you forgot too.
No, I didn't forget. I was waiting to see if the music got put in.
Oh.
I did not forget at all. It was a test of
my
friendship.
I was waiting for that too, actually.
Yeah.
How are you really, John?
Just wanted to see if Brian
John Camucci, Mr. Chili's, we call him. So, yeah, sorry about First Sip, folks. It's not there. I guess it's been canceled in my absence, and it's done, and that's that.
We didn't do it while you were gone.
Right.
That is a fact.
And I was out.
Only
was
you can do First Sip.
Under the weather, fighting for my life, you know? Just a poor blue boy in the corner.
Do you want to do First Sip anymore? Maybe we should, you know, it's...
Listen, you're the senior executive producer in charge of production. You're the man who's in charge of this show. First Sip was an inspirational moment we share on the radio, but some people didn't like it.
If you believe in it that much, and if you want to do it, by gosh, you do it.
Well, that tells you who didn't believe in it. Battle of the Sexes, that's coming up. Plus, right after this song, $1,000. Fill up your tank.
The sounds of the silence that allows for my memories. Memories bring back your...
My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. It is 7:10, Tuesday, July 26th. Coming up later on this hour, have you ever had to shush somebody in public? What happened?
My sister Jenna and I had to do this last week, and it did not go well. But we put up with the noise, the talking, the singing for an hour and a half, and then we finally said something. And the lady did not appreciate it.
Do you remember the story when my wife shushed me at the airport one time?
No.
It's years and years ago. I mean, many, many years ago before we even had a son. We were trying to take a cruise in Alaska or something like that. We're at the airport. It was Air Canada, I think, and the flights got canceled. Whole thing fell apart, right? And she's at the counter talking to the lady. I'm right behind her at the counter talking to the lady. And Leilani's doing something, and she turns around and shushes me. Puts her finger up in the air like I'm a child.
Oh, the finger too. Oh,
she gave me the finger and went, shh.
That's right. I'm remembering the story.
Right. And then I was like, oh. And then the lady Air Canada was like, oh. Yeah. That was fun. So anyway, you get a fun story like that. 31043. 31043. The last time you just shush somebody in public. The battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name's Derek. He lives in Chatsworth. He's a carpenter and enjoys going to the beach. Derek, what up, brother? How are you, man?
Hey, what up, Valentine?
My man.
Representing the ladies, her name is Adriana. She's from Placentia. She is a police officer and enjoys going to baseball games. Let's hear it for Adriana.
Adriana, what up, Adriana?
Good morning.
Which department are you with? Can you tell us?
I work for Signal Hill Police Department, so smack dab in the middle of Long Beach.
Fantastic. And how's everything out there? Going well?
Yeah. You We'll go with that.
Okay, oh. There we go. We'll go with that. Because I've got a perp in the back of my cruiser right now. All right, here's how it works, Adriana. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Derek, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. A trailer for the new Black Panther movie was released at Comic-Con last weekend. What is its title?
It's like my boyfriend's going to kill me. Is it the Wakanda Forever?
Whoa. It is Wakanda Forever, and if he does kill you, you can also arrest him.
True.
Derek, what are the first names of the twins who starred in the show Sister, Sister?
Oh, shoot. I don't know this one.
Oh, it's Tia and Tamara.
I don't watch that show.
It was a good one.
Current score, 1-0, ladies. What actor is famously known for starring in the role of John Wick?
Oh, isn't that Keanu Reeves?
That is Keanu Reeves.
Oh. Derek, what actress stars with Keanu Reeves in The Lake House?
Lake House. I haven't watched that in a while.
Come on. You can do it.
Well, nothing? Sandra Bullock. So that means ladies win.
That's the sound of the police.
Adriana, congratulations. Yay. You've won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use the hashtag Valentine the Morning and share it with pride.
Thank you so much.
And now get ready for this. You've won a pair of tickets to both nights of the iHeartRadio Music Festival 2022 at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, where you're going to see Halsey, Sam Smith, Black Eyed Peas, and so many others. Plus, you're getting a pair of tickets to the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage at Area 15, where you're going to see Avril Lavigne, 5 Seconds of Summer, and so many more. Plus, a private ride on Area 15's all-new Liftoff, which is the sky-high observation deck with a 360-degree view of the Las Vegas Strip. You're getting a $100 gas card and a 2-night hotel accommodation at an MGM Rewards destination. Visit MGMRewards.com to plan your dream Vegas getaway to your favorite MGM Rewards destination. Adriana, you're going to Vegas.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Sorry, there was so much copy that you had to read.
Yeah.
That it became very funny at the end when you go, Adriana, you're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, maybe
yeah,
we should have just said that.
No, gotta get all that in there.
So much stuff. I went out, filled up my coffee, and came back. That was amazing. What a trip you got. Derek, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Congratulations, Adriana.
Thank you.
Adriana, be safe out there, too.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day, everyone.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:21, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Multiple communities around the El Dorado burn area in San Bernardino are under an evacuation warning due to a possible storm in that area. Some mountain and desert areas in SoCal could get some rain this morning. There's concern about mud flows. The El Dorado fire burned over 22,000 acres in Yucaipa in 2020. That fire was started by a gender reveal party, and people living near the burn scar area have dealt with several evacuation warnings since then. Jill's sister recently had a gender reveal party. And I noticed
there was no pyrotechnics.
No pyrotechnics. But no. You guys launched out like the powder or something like
Yeah,
blue or pink, right?
Little blue powder, yeah.
Didn't it seem like some people hit their switch before the couple hit their switch on that? Yours came very early. You pulled your trigger early. You were a bit premature on your trigger.
Well, we had a countdown going,
right.
And the video is in slow-mo. So as soon as the lady said one, I was ready to go.
I felt like the person got 3, 2.
No. I waited until the
3, 2, 1 liftoff.
I waited until the one.
3, 2, 1, and not on the one. It's on the lift. No. If you see the video, you'll know what I'm talking about. The TSA at LAX is dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. According to public health officials in L.A., about 220 TSA workers tested positive last week. Wow. Meanwhile, airlines like Southwest and American also reporting large outbreaks among employees at LAX. The mask mandate has been in place at the airport since May, but enforcement has not been strict. Guys, it's out there and it's raging right now. It's raging through companies that we work with, that we work at, that we know of. It's out there. Be careful. I've been out for a week and a half. Obviously, you know why I was out. So be very careful out there. John Camucci got the sports.
Last night, the Dodgers fell to the Nationals, and a big part of that was because of Juan Soto. He's one of the best players in baseball right now, and he recently turned down an extension from the Nationals for almost $500 million. So he could very well be traded by the August 2nd deadline, and a lot of Dodger fans have been trying to recruit him to L.A. So during the All-Star game, fans were shouting at him in the outfield, trying to make the pitch for him to come to L.A.
Sure.
So last night, when he was announced and he steps up to the plate, fans met him with applause, and then you started to hear chants at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Future Dodger.
Future Dodger.
So they're really trying to get Juan Soto to come over here to LA when that happens.
So I've got some intel, kind of not on the Juan Soto deal, but another deal, because I know a certain Boston sports reporter that I'm friends with.
Nice.
Look for a big blockbuster deal between the Dodgers and Red Sox again. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
That's all I can say. You knew that Mookie Betts deal. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. That's all I can say. I will leave it at that due to the privacy that I must maintain with this Boston sports reporter. Coming up, another chance at $1,000 fill-up at 8 o'clock. Plus, when did you have to shush somebody in public? Text in right now at 31043. Who'd you have to shush? 7:25. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. When did you last shush somebody in public? Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Who'd you shush? When? Where? What happened?
Well, I've got four kids, so I've been to many student performance, and at this particular one, the people in front of us were extra chatty, and it was super distracting, and kids had solos, and so when they come up to that mic with their little voices, it's hard to hear already, and the people were so distracting, and my kid was about to come up, so I gave a little shh, and it didn't do anything, and I could tell that my family was embarrassed by what I was doing, so I gave a little bit louder of a shush, and they heard me. And they looked at me, and it's people that we know, because it's, you know, not that big of a school. They were quiet, but they were not happy that I gave them a shush. They
I get that. You've got every right in that moment to give a shush. When your kid's doing a solo or something like that, a school play or just any type of function at school, and kids aren't notoriously the loudest sometimes, they get nervous and scared up there, that's the moment. You want to make sure you got that.
I know, it's just I'm not that person, but I became that person because I wanted to hear my kid talk.
Well, yeah, of course. Something just takes over sometimes.
Well, you know what you do? When you do the shush, because they're not looking at you for the shush, right? They hear the shush, then they look over and they see your face and you got the finger to your mouth, right? Then they put that two and two together. Do the shush like, shh, then start looking around like, who did that? Who's shush was that, man? I don't know where that came from.
Good Try plan that. For the next performance.
Yes, you'll be solid. You'll be solid. How old are your kids?
I have my youngest is almost 10, and my oldest is 27.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! My youngest is 14, and my oldest is 14.
Well, I know this well because I follow all of you.
Oh,
so
you're sweet.
I'm glad you're back. Welcome back this morning.
Thank you. The first person to say it. That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Well, you guys didn't even say it when I walked in. You did
You applauded.
You did not applaud. You said, let me see a COVID test. Let me see how many stripes you got.
We clapped.
Oh, my gosh. Jenny, have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Man, parts of the country getting hammered by heat. My mom was part of that heat wave on the East Coast. She's getting a lot of heat out there and stuff. People down south just getting totally destroyed by the heat. So anything, you know, low 90s, we'll take that, I suppose. 80s, we'll take that, right? Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
You guys, Britney Spears is planning a comeback, and it's with somebody big. I'll tell you the rumors coming up at 7:50.
And when did you shush somebody in public?
So I took my daughter to go see Hamilton in the Contagious, and the girl next to us, I guess, was a little bit too tipsy and decided she was going to sing along throughout the whole show.
And you were sitting next to the same woman that I shushed at the Pantages last week.
I bet it was Jill.
No. Some people just don't quite understand that when you pay a lot of money to go see a show, you want to see the actual people on stage sing and dance and not hear the woman next to you sing along to every single song.
But man, I feel like that would be you.
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Oh, I do not sing along. I refuse.
Okay.
But do you sing along at concerts that are not plays?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Why is that fine? What if I paid to hear Mariah Carey sing or whoever it was and I got you next to me going, hey, here it comes along. What's the diff?
The difference is it's a concert compared to a theater.
Yeah, but I'm still stuck there hearing somebody I didn't pay to sing.
Yeah, but it's so loud in a theater. In a concert venue, everybody's screaming, everybody's clapping, everybody's singing along. That's just what you do.
Oh, really? Okay.
When you are at the Pantages, everybody is sitting in their seats and you want to watch whoever's on stage.
Well, last time you went to a concert with me, what was I doing? Sitting in my seat, watching people on stage.
Yeah, that's you.
So you shushed her, and what happened?
Well, it wasn't just me. There's a lady in front of us who brought her son. Same thing, younger kid, so yeah. excited to be there. By the time we got to the second act with the portion where Eliza sings her big song.
Oh, yes.
Her friend literally had to gag her, like put her hand in her mouth.
She's got like duct tape on the kid's face.
And a self-aware friend.
She knows like that scene is like a big like emotional scene. And she's literally, I swear, I thought she was going to stand up and just like sing along with Eliza the whole time.
I'm so glad the friend was there to do that.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I think she was definitely a bit embarrassed for sure.
Yeah.
Kid was just enjoying themselves, man.
Not at the theater. Oh. When you are going to see a play or a musical, you don't sing along. It's theater etiquette.
Well, thank you for the theater etiquette, Jill. I appreciate that.
And my sister and I saw Moulin Rouge last week.
Oh, yes, you're always at the Broadway plays, aren't you?
And the woman next to us had a few drinks, and she was singing along, and we let her go the entire first act. Even the woman in front of her turned around at one point and said, "You cannot sing along."
Nice. Good for that woman.
Yeah, but she continued, and so eventually, once the second act started, the woman was still singing and talking about a fight she was having with her husband. I looked at her, and I said, "Please, just shh, please." And she did not like that.
Yeah, see, I'm not confrontational, so I'll find someone in the crowd that also looks annoyed, and then I'll go up to them and be like, "God, isn't this girl annoying?"
And you have somebody else fight your fights.
They will be the one to stand up
and
be confrontational.
You have somebody else to fight your fights.
100%.
I feel like Jill would like want to be a professional shusher.
Oh,
like that's your dream job, right?
I'm ready.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye bye. She wants nobody to know her name. She'd like to remain anonymous. That can be you as well when you call in 866-544-MYFM or you text us at 31043. The last time you shushed somebody in public, a shushing moment. What happened?
This is not actually me being a shusher.
Yes.
But I work for a very large school district in Orange County, and there's an administrator who shushes all of the other administrators at every meeting.
No. No. They shush coworkers, yes. Other administrators at the meeting, other principals, other whatevers?
Yes, as if educators don't know to stop talking when a speaker starts speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Does this administrator make them raise their hands?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Is this administrator, when they're in the room, when this meeting is happening, are they the top, top dog of that room, or are they equal with other people?
Oh, they're equal with other people.
Oh, you can't do that, then. If you're top dog, sure, be a dictator. But if you're not, you can't be shushing other people.
I know they're trying to be respectful to the speaker, but it's like immediately shushing everyone. But it's also the kind of person who's the meeting's ending and they have the questions.
Oh, that drives me up a wall.
Shh. Can we go back one slide, please? Just one thing before we cut this meeting short. I just want to see one thing.
That's Valentine.
That is not me.
Yes, it is.
I think he does it to mess with us, though, because he knows.
Yeah, I really don't care what's happening in the meeting. I do it because it drives you guys crazy.
Oh.
So I understand that you'd like to remain anonymous, huh?
Yes, please.
Okay. Have you ever been shushed by this mad shusher?
We've all been shushed.
We've all been shushed.
There's really no polite way to shush, is there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, no matter what, it just feels rude.
Well, sometimes if you say stuff, it might be better. Like, quiet down, guys. One second. Quiet down, please. Go ahead, Johnny.
That feels better than
That's better in a meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not even like...
Hang on, Anonymous, quiet down. Hey, we're doing a radio show, okay? One second, please. No, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was just saying, it's not even a low-key shush. Like, they're trying to be just for the couple people around them. It's so the whole room can hear.
Gotcha.
So we all know we need to shush.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's get back to them. Maybe they'll change their ways.
We'll see. We have a conference soon.
All right, let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Anonymous. See ya.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yes! So TMZ has confirmed that this recording session has happened, but the New York Post has a source that says Elton John and Britney Spears were in the studio together. This was Elton's idea. Britney's a huge fan of his, and they recorded a duet version of Tiny Dancer. Now,
wow,
it could be released
wow
in the next few days, because the rumor is it's going to be released in August. Well, Monday is August 1st. So this source that Page Six has is saying, like, Britney is back. The record label's freaking out. Everybody's
sure,
loving
yeah
the song.
Right.
But we could get new music from Elton John and Britney Spears together in August.
Which is great on so many counts. Britney, yes. Elton John also on that whole farewell tour and everything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be done, and that's that. He's what, in his 70s, Elton John, I think? I think he's in his mid to late 70s or something.
Yeah, probably.
And he's done. He wants family time. He wants to walk away from all that. So if you're seeing the farewell tour, good for you. But wow, Britney Spears and Elton John, that'd be cool.
And Britney Spears, like, the song is perfect because she loves to dance on her Instagram these days.
Oh, so yes, she does.
She's a tiny dancer, and they're going to be singing that song together. I'm so excited. BTS fans finally can have their chance to live like the guys, because Airbnb is giving two lucky fans the chance to stay in the same house that the guys lived in while filming the second season of their reality show in South Korea. You'll have an outdoor pool, a basketball court, a karaoke machine. The sound system has all BTS music. They've also created these dishes, like, you're going to have these catered meals that have been approved by the guys. And then Airbnb is going to offer a one-night stay in a raffle next month. It's $7 to enter each raffle ticket in honor of the seven guys in the band. And then entries are going to open up on August 1st for booking.
Where's this house? South Korea?
In South Korea.
Okay. Any airfare being provided?
No, it's just the...
No, here you go. Day. You have to check in at 3, check out by 11, and you got to pay $4,000 to fly to South Korea.
Yeah.
Way to go, Airbnb. Why not make it like a week or something and throw an airfare? Make it something really enjoyable, not like checking in at 3, out by 11, off you go.
I don't know why it's a one-night stay.
Yeah, that's
I'm not sure. I'm Jill with your Hollywood Headlines.
Okay, 7:49, the Battle of Sex is coming up. Lizzo at the Kia Forum. If you want in, that's going to be 866-544-MYFM. We're talking about shushing people in public. John, have you ever shushed anybody in public?
I feel like if I have to shush anyone, it's just my roommates for speaking too loud, talking about things that are just too loud for the public sometimes.
Right, right. Too inappropriate in public forums.
Sometimes.
Secrets.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes it's inappropriate language at the Chili's bar top.
Yeah, it's like not everything is our living room on a Saturday morning. You know what I mean?
God,
like,
help your living room on a Saturday morning. What's being said there?
Right.
Brian, besides shushing your own kids or anything like that?
My wife made me shush someone at Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, but it wasn't bothering me, it was bothering her, but then I was labeled to be the shusher, so I...
Oh, that stinks. Why wouldn't she shush that person herself? She pawned it off on you.
I don't know. She just kept nudging me, saying, oh, you know,
you're going to say something? You're going to do something?
So then I did the shush, and it ended things, you know.
I get sometimes told by my wife not to say anything, not to do anything. She's always afraid it's going to be too confrontational and something's going to happen. So either she's just caught up in the societal worry that everybody's going to be a bad person or something bad's going to happen, or she thinks I couldn't handle myself in an emergency.
Well,
it might be the latter. It might be the latter. Battle of Sexes, you want to play, call us right now. Yeah, 104.3 MyFM. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. I'm back in the saddle today. Been out for a little bit. Been sick, very under the weather. I got what you got probably, or what everybody else is getting. COVID-20.
Oh my God.
The newest one. I got the newest, the freshest, the best ever. Everything's great. God, wait for those little lines to like disappear on that thing, you know, on that strip, and they get a negative test and everything.
We're so glad you're feeling better.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. John Pete goes, I bet you're interested to get back to work. I'm like,
not really.
Sure.
Okay.
You know it, brother. Can't wait to get back in there and wear a mask every single day. And it's so much fun. But it's 800 and how many million dollars? 860 tonight?
Something like that.
I mean, the Mega Millions jackpot.
People
yeah
are lining
it
up,
might be a billion. Yeah, or at least 900 million or something like that for Mega Millions
tonight. Man, we got to buy tickets. We have to.
Well, that we said that before, and OC boy over here has dropped the ball so many times. He had a winning ticket.
I still have it in my bag right now.
Yeah,
but it's for like $5, and it just like feels rough to go all the way to the store for $5. You know
what? It feels rough.
Rough to go all the way to the store. There's so many places. Do you ever go to a gas station? They sell lottery tickets too.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think about it at the gas station. I only think about it when I'm at home pulling out my laptop and I'm like, oh yeah, I have this ticket. But like, it's not worth going all the way to the store in that moment for $5.
I got like set a reminder. Not $5 for you. It's our $5. We're all in on that. So
it is
you
our
buy
$5.
Two more tickets with that. Maybe the dollar is for your gas money to get to
we
the store.
We should drive to the store together.
What? No. Why do we want to do that? Anyway, it's a lot of money. We should go in as a team. Yes. And then it'd be great. It is 8:10. It's Valentine in the morning. Coming up later on this hour, breakup breakdowns. What's the most extreme thing you've done after a breakup? Text in at 31043.
I was having a very hard time getting over somebody, and it was my first year in college, and I just could not get over him. We had broken up, could not stop thinking about him. So my best friend Jen and I went to her room. I laid down on the floor. She put a gift-wrapped ribbon over my eyes, sprinkled rose petals around me, and walked around me as this song played. Taking him, his name, out of my heart and pushing it up to the sky.
What?
What?
So you're laying on the floor with rose petals around you.
Yes.
A blindfold of gift wrapping.
It was a red ribbon.
A red ribbon across your eyes. Isn't that a scene from that Kevin Spacey movie or something like that? And the girl laying with the rose petals around her or something like that on the floor? American Beauty? Yeah. What were you guys doing?
I was clothed, but I was just like trying to get him out of my heart. And she was helping me, as any friend would do.
Is she a witch or something? Is she into Wiccan stuff?
No.
How was she getting it to come out of your heart and float up into the air?
We were just like, what else can we do? And she's like, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to lay down.
The desperation to try literally anything.
I know. I couldn't get him out of my head.
Where did she come up with that many rose petals to sprinkle all around you?
She had a dried bouquet, I think, maybe from a boyfriend or something, in her room. So she took all the dried petals and put them around me. And
God, that's so weird.
And we just walked around.
Did it work? Did you forget about that guy the next day, that afternoon? Was he gone from your heart?
Oh, we got back together a few years later and off and on, off and on for 10 years and... very complicated.
Oh, it was that guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I think you did the wrong spell. You probably brought him back in.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
The rose petals brought him back to her.
Oh, dang it.
Way to go, Jen. It is a battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name's Greg. He lives in Thousand Oaks. He's the director of special programs at a university. Enjoys traveling. What's up, Greg?
Hey, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Susan. She's from Reseda. She is a special education teacher and enjoys gardening. Let's hear it for Susan.
Susan!
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Susan. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Greg, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins. If we're still tied at the end of regulation, we go to announce a tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Who is the famous author of the Harry Potter book series?
Oh, my gosh. I know this, but it's not coming out. I can't think. I'm drawing a blank.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes, yes. I'm a teacher.
Oh, Greg. Harry Potter star Emma Watson starred as what famous Disney character?
I know that one.
Belle?
Yes, that's right.
Guys on the board, here we go. What was the name of the band who sang the Friends theme song?
Holy cow, these are tough questions.
No, it's pretty popular. It was played quite a bit on the radio.
I know the song.
Yeah.
The band.
They didn't have that many hits.
Song.
That might have been their only hit.
One hit wonder.
It might have been.
I don't know.
The Rembrandts. Does that ring a bell? The Rembrandts?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Greg, what well-known department store did Rachel work at on Friends?
Macy's?
No, it was Bloomingdale's.
All right, ladies still in it. Here we go. In the Shrek movies, who is Shrek married to?
Fiona.
Princess Fiona, yes.
And Greg, Rum Tum Tugger, Old Deuteronomy, and Grizzabella are characters from what? What?
You're not made up. Like, you just made those words up.
No.
Right now.
She's speaking in tongues right now.
Yeah. No, they are characters from what brought. What?
Nothing. He's waiting for you to finish your question.
So I thought he gave an answer.
No.
What Broadway show and movie?
Rum Tum Tugger, Old Deuteronomy, and Grizzabella. From a Broadway show and movie.
West Side Story?
No, that's Cats.
Cats.
That means we go to a not so tough tiebreaker question. Holler at your name to know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
Can you tell me two facts about Jillian Escoto?
Oh my God.
Susan.
Susan.
Two facts about Jill?
Yes, please.
You were married.
and you have.
What's fact number two for the fun meter?
You have a sister.
Okay. Yeah.
She actually has two sisters. Does that mean she wins? I don't even know.
Yeah, yay! Susan wins!
Let's check the fun meter!
Susan, you won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social, use the hashtag Valentine the Morning, and share it with pride.
Yes, yes, I will.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see Lizzo at Kia Forum November 19th. Her first show sold out, so get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats, Susan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Nice job, Susan. Hey, listen, Greg, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Hey, thanks, everyone, for the chance to play. It was a lot of fun, and I want to wish my beautiful wife, Angelique, a great day, and hope you guys all have a great day as well.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Three things you need to know right now.
Okay, it's 8:21. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. A broken water main is causing a major headache for commuters traveling through Hollywood. Overnight water from the broken main began flooding the freeway just south of Santa Monica Boulevard. Only one lane is open on the 101 freeway on both sides. People have been advised to avoid the area if possible. I would say no. Don't avoid the area. Come with buckets. Get that water. Everyone's on the water rationing and stuff like that. Do not let it flow away. We must get that water. Whatever you got to do. Buckets, everybody. Buckets, buckets. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is on my bucket list. It's worth over $810 million, making it the fourth largest lottery jackpot ever. The dreams I've had these past few days. Some people say they're COVID dreams and you get vivid dreams after COVID or something like that. But I have had these dreams of winning that lottery, and I think I am, guys.
You're going to win?
I think I am.
I hope you do.
Oh my gosh, and I'd share that wealth with so many, and I promised the Lord in a prayer as I was driving in today, I'd share that wealth, a large portion, not the entire thing, of course, kidding who, but I would do so much good in the world, so please, if you're out there and you believe in the power of prayer, would you pray for me that I win the lottery? Can I be on your prayer line? Yes, because I would be the person that would do good in the world with that money, Jill. I wouldn't just have the private jets and the fancy houses. I'd do good in the world.
Yeah.
So if you could throw a prayer my way, I appreciate that. Tonight, the jackpot paid out over the next 30 years is a lot of money, but if you take the cash option, $470 million, the largest lottery jackpot in history is $1.58 billion Powerball prize in 2016. I thought I was going to win that, but a lot of you didn't pray hard enough. John Camucci got the sports.
If you want to watch local NFL games on your phone, you used to be able to do that for free, but now you're going to need a subscription to the NFL's new streaming app, NFL Plus. So it just launched yesterday. It's $4.99 a month, and it allows you to access local and primetime games on any phone or tablet. So if you're a football fan, that's another streaming service you're going to have to add to the mix.
Coming up, a chance at $1,000, the $1,000 fill-up at 9 o'clock. Plus, up next, breakup breakdowns. What's the most extreme thing you've done after a breakup? Text in right now at 31043. Breakup breakdowns. There she lay upon the floor. Rose petals cast around her.
Surrounding me.
Surrounding her entire body, she lay upon the floor.
Mm-hmm.
With a blindfold of a red ribbon.
A single red ribbon laying across my eyes, my hands folded across my heart, my best friend Jen walking around me.
Chanting while this music played. You cried, I wipe away. Get out of my body. Get out of my thoughts, you boyfriend of the past. Be gone from me now.
Get out of my heart.
You devil, be gone. Did it work after her breakup? Did it work? Did it work? That breakup breakdown moment where she lie upon the floor, the dry petals surrounding her, her hands crossed across her chest, and then the blindfold across her eyes and Evanescence playing in the background of the darkest of dark music?
It worked for a little bit while he dated somebody else, but then he came back and I dated him for a couple years after that. So I don't recommend this.
So much for that spell. Hey, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Breakup, breakdown. What happened?
Oh my gosh. So I was getting divorced, was going through a divorce, and on my 40th birthday, I moved into my new apartment. And I wanted, that's something so sucky, right? You're moving into your new apartment on your 40th birthday. You're supposed to be like having fun, having a party, go out with ladies, etc. And I didn't get to do that. So I wanted to give myself a gift because I wanted to feel empowered and just build myself back up. So I took pole dancing classes. And it was the best thing ever.
How fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Those things, that's really hard. I am so impressed by anyone who goes up a pole because they it's so
sorry,
hard.
Sorry, what was that? I missed. Just run that past me again. You're impressed with what?
With anyone that goes up a dance pole. Ah, yeah,
okay.
Myself.
Right.
I took a class.
You took pole dancing?
At a bachelorette party in Vegas.
You took a pole dancing class?
One class. I was so sore the next day.
Oh
it's
my God,
such
yes.
a workout.
How far up the pole did you get?
I can't. I have no upper body strength. I was more of a lower pole kind of gal. Like, I was just kind of...
Same.
Just on the floor.
Just kind of rolling around
I think they
floor.
Call that break dancing. Just spinning around the pole on the floor.
Same. I couldn't get up there either. It's really, really hard.
But did you feel empowered after the class?
Yeah, I took a 3-month class, and afterwards I felt so empowered and really connected with myself.
Sure, I just, 3 months,
it
wow.
It was really something, yeah, and it was the most, it was so good. I did exactly what I needed. It was great exercise.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I would never have thought to do something like this. A friend said, why don't you do something crazy, like pole dancing classes, and I said, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, it's so funny, because like with breakup breakdown, it's typically something you're a little bit ashamed of, or like, I can't believe I did this, or it's something that would have landed you in jail. But yours is something that empowered you and took you to a better spot.
Yes, it so did. And I mean, at first I didn't want to tell anybody, like my mom or my dad. I was like, what am I doing? But afterwards, I now tell everyone, you know, take a pole dancing class. It's really good.
But you weren't doing it to make money. You just did it to, or did you make any money?
No. Okay. Right. No money making here.
All right, no money making there. Okay.
She actually paid to take the class.
So. Right, yeah.
I paid to take the class.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too.
All of you. You make my morning great.
You're very sweet to say that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Lupita Nyong'o is talking about the cast filming the next Black Panther movie while grieving Chadwick Boseman at the same time. I'll tell you what she said about it coming up at 8:50.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. I hear you got a good one, yeah?
I do.
Well, before you get into it, let's hear some texts that are coming in. See how these compare to yours at 31043. Here we go.
Jay texted in and said, I burned all of our pictures on the barbecue.
Typical.
Francis said, I stalked them on Snapchat. I knew his location at all times. Why I tortured myself, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's not good.
Another text says, my ex and I broke up and I signed him up for Scientology newsletters. And then another text says, the most extreme thing I did after a breakup was move to Europe.
Hey, I will say Tom Cruise looks fantastic.
Amen.
I don't know what they're doing over there. But I'm thinking I'd like some of that stuff,
they know
too.
Something.
He looks good.
Somebody knows something. Tom Cruise looks like he looked like 30 years ago or something like that.
Did not change at all.
It's just nuts in that respect. Okay, Sarah, your turn. What's going on? Your breakup breakdown.
Okay, so it's not my breakup breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Winky, winky. Clear.
No.
Okay. Really,
this is one of my favorite stories, though. My husband was really good friends with this guy who was he would date women for 5 years at a time and then wait for them to break up with him. And this one girl from college really loved him, and he was a complete jackass. And so he was so anal about his CD collection. He had them all alphabetized, and he had like hundreds and hundreds of CDs. This was in the 80s and 90s. I'm old. But anyway, she went in and took all the CDs out of the cases and moved them to different cases.
Oh, man.
And she de-alphabetized. Well, you were using the word monogamous. Was he monogamous with these ladies when he was in a relationship? Was he true to them while he was in that 5-year relationship? Or maybe not?
Yes, but no, well, I don't know. I mean, I think he was.
Okay.
But he basically would do things like, there was one woman that he dated that he gave her a weight loss program.
Oh, God, what a monster. Yeah. So his basic plan was always
buddy.
Okay, you're getting really close to the dump button.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? I know. You know exactly. Don't do it. I feel like I have an episode of Seinfeld here.
But he didn't have the guts to break up with them.
Right, so he wanted them to break up. He had about a 5-year shelf life with everybody. So he was really, really afraid of commitment. So this one girl got mad at him
totally.
After the breakup, and she de-alphabetized all of his CDs.
Well, not only de-alphabetized, because it's not like she just moved out all the cases around. She moved the actual CDs in from the cases that they were in to different things, so he would never find them.
Oh, what a monster. I see.
What a monster, huh? What a monster.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Probably drove him crazy.
Everybody's crazy.
All together. Apparently now he's married with kids, but it hasn't been 5 years yet, so I don't know.
All he really had to do is wait 15 years, and he won't need CDs anymore.
I know, right? Now his relationships are stronger. Now, fine now. He's got MP3s. He's got everything. He's got Apple. He's got all that
stuff. Life's fine.
iHeartRadio app. He's totally fine. Life is good.
Exactly. Who needs a CD?
Exactly. Half our audience is trying to figure out what you're talking about. Sarah, thanks for calling in. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, love. Bye-bye. Jill gets like all upset when she gets de-alphabetized. She's like,
you know.
That would drive you crazy, something like that?
Mine were color coordinated by the CD cover.
Oh,
I had the CD cover in the front of the little plastic window, and then on the back was the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put, like, you know, my Spice Girls one, because that was white, and then Fiona Apple. It was very nicely color coordinated, all my CDs.
Most of mine ended up beneath my car seat or something like that, just floating around. But I was never organized with those things. I'd shove them in the case, and that was it.
I had a big book.
Did you really?
Big book of CDs.
I just got rid of so many CDs during our move. I'm like, what am I going to do with these? I don't even have a CD player.
Oh, yeah.
They're worthless now.
Yeah.
You can sell them to, there's record shop, like Amoeba will take them.
Oh.
And they will give you some money. I've done that before.
Well, where were you this past 2 weeks when I was dumping CDs? Oh, sorry, the music started. Here's Louis Cabaldi, someone you loved. 8:41, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. 104.3, oh, I gotta take my mask off. Hang on. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Hang on. I just realized, gosh, my mask was on before I started speaking. 866-544-MYFM, or you can text in at 31043. If you have any texts here, feel free to reach out to us as well.
We got a text that says, after a breakup, I got bangs. That was from Brie. And that's very common. When you have a breakup, you change the color of your hair, you change the style. I chopped mine completely off. And then another text says, when my ex broke up with me, I spent 3 days in my room crying. Not my finest moment. Definitely a breakdown.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi.
Well, Bridget, can you open up your diary and tell me a story of your breakup breakdown?
Yeah, my experience is a lot more like I'm super embarrassed. It's been a while, so I've definitely grown from it.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I like was, you know, like the on and off, like, you know, very childlike relationship. And I had a bunch of my stuff like in this guy's like restroom, like, right, like toothbrush, whatever. And we had just like came back and we were like arguing or whatever. And I don't know why I, like, because we were, like, in the moment of, like, breaking up, I, like, grabbed all my stuff in his restroom, and I, like, tossed it in the trash, and I was, like, you know, screaming and just, like, saying things I shouldn't be saying. And when I, like, I slammed the door, I made, like, a very dramatic exit. I slammed the door, and I was leaving, and right away, I was like, wait, like, why did I throw away my stuff? Like,
yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Like, what happened?
And so then, and so, like, I waited, because I waited for him to storm off, too. And, like, I knew he never locked his door, either. So, like, I went back inside after, like, sneaked my way back into the house. And, like, I was like, I took my stuff back out of the trash. I was like, why did I throw my stuff away?
You snuck back into the house afterwards to get your toothbrush out of the trash?
Well, I got, like, my straightener and, like, my body spray. I definitely left, like, the toothbrush and like stuff like that, but like I threw away my straightener. Like, who throws away their straightener?
Who throws away their straightener? No one does that, right? No one does that.
No, like it was, it was so ridiculous and like so out of character for me.
Sure.
I'm just like not that person, and so it's just so funny because I recently got married, and when I tell him these stories, he's like, "What the heck? Like, what happened?" Like, I was like, "I don't know." Like, literally, I was.
You were young.
Psychopath. It was like, young and dumb, and there was more stories just because you were so on and off and whatever.
Those are the relationships where you get the best stories. Those on again, off again relationships, because you're so back and forth, you're never thinking right.
Yeah, I was definitely a completely different person, and there was definitely more stories like that. But looking back at that one, because I definitely like once like the high came off, I was like, wait. I need my straightener.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm glad that you Hamiltoned yourself.
I have not thrown away my straightener. I have not thrown away my straightener.
I'm not going to go buy a new one.
I'm actually relieved because if he was gone and you knew the door was unlocked, I saw that story going somewhere completely worse. So I'm glad you just took your stuff back. Like, you had his place to yourself, and you still got your stuff and left. Like,
hey,
that's
dark
not,
mind, what are you thinking about over there?
I don't know. Heard some bad things or break up, break down.
Some bad things? Okay,
all sometimes
right.
Sometimes out of character, you never know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thankfully, you didn't go there.
Bridget, thanks for calling. You have a great day, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
And by the way, your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
104.3 MyFM. Hollywood Headlines. Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o is giving us a glimpse into what the cast felt while filming the next Black Panther movie while grieving Chadwick Boseman, who passed in 2020 after a private battle with colon cancer. And Lupita Nyong'o said they are still processing the death of their king in many ways. And she said, when you lose someone, I don't know when you stop missing them. And of course, we all felt it making this film without him. But she said it was very therapeutic. She said it restored a sense of hope for me in making it. And I think we've expanded the world of Wakanda in ways that will blow people's minds. And Joseph Quinn plays Eddie Munson on this latest season of Stranger Things. And he's kind of the breakout star of this new season. And he was supposed to be on Jimmy Fallon last night for an interview, but he said that he almost didn't make it because he was held up at immigration the day before. And I guess when U.S. Customs and Border Patrol or Border Protection can't verify a traveler's information or the traveler doesn't have all the required documents, they do like this second type of interview with them and try and figure out, you know, why they're here. And they have all these questions for him. And Joseph Quinn said, the first officer came in and said, who are you? I don't know who you are. And he said, I'm going to be on Jimmy Fallon. He's like, okay, well, who are you? And then this other officer came in and said, you're Eddie Munson. And he's like, well, yeah, kind of. And then he had all these questions about the show. But it
that's
was
funny.
And he's like, that's the power of Eddie Munson. Like, everybody who has watched Stranger Things
loves this guy.
Eddie.
Yeah,
and
loves
I
him, yeah.
finally finished this last season. And my gosh, that last episode is 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. I know. So
wow.
good, though.
Wow. It's so good. I'm Jill with the Hollywood Headlines.
Brian, have you seen it?
I have not.
Right.
But I have a new outlook on spoilers. I don't care. Say anything in front
of
me.
Oh, well, we don't want to say it on the air.
I'm just saying.
I like this outlook.
Off the air, go ahead.
Titanic sinks.
What?
Yeah. Everybody goes down. It's horrible. All right, 8:55. Coming up, we do have $1,000. $1,000 going to fill up your ride. $1,000 fill up or use it for whatever you want. It's your $1,000. That's coming up 9 o'clock, 104.3 MyFM.
This ain't for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so. You must like me for me.
923 is 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Brian, as I understand it, we can get free masks and we can get free COVID tests from the company now and stuff.
I believe we can
Kevin
get
Palmer.
Access to like a weekly test, I think.
Yeah. Kevin Palmer, we'd like our weekly test right now. Well, some of us look sus in the studio.
I don't think he's going to come stick it up your nose.
I'm back. Well, I'm back. I'm just got over it. So, you know, I'm negative, negative, negative. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking around at three of you and I saw some. I don't know. I saw some stuff.
What did you see?
What?
I saw some stuff. And I'm not going to mention that somebody does not have a mask in the studio because they stayed at their boyfriend's house last night.
Ooh. No, I have tons of masks in the car. But when I got out of the car today, I was in such a rush because I
you
was
forgot
running
your mask
so late.
In the car, right?
Completely forgot my mask in the car. I have
Why
a whole
were you
bag
late?
Of KN95s. Because of the shutdown on the 210.
Oh, because you were coming from a different direction because you were staying at your boyfriend's place?
That is true.
Right. Gotcha. Yes. Did he call and check on you when you got here and stuff? Does he do that?
He... listens.
Text throughout the show. He listens? Okay, that's good, yeah.
And he texts throughout the show.
Right.
He made it to work on time.
Oh, he did make it to work? What does he do again?
Hey, dude.
He works.
Hey, dude.
Same he works? To him.
Right?
He works.
Does he work like 9 to 5?
Oh, I haven't missed these. I have not missed these questions while you've
well,
been gone.
Well, why don't you just be honest with your friends? Why this whole I'm
because
hiding what my boyfriend's name
I'm
is, I'm hiding what he does?
I'm hiding it.
You wouldn't even tell me off the air.
No. I accidentally let it slip what his name
was.
Oh,
his name, right. That was funny.
So you know his name, but right. That's all I'm giving you guys.
Well, we know where he lives now, too.
Somewhere
no.
in that direction of 210.
She slipped on that, right. too.
She said something like Lawndale, didn't she, or something like that?
Lawndale?
No?
No.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay.
Pomona. Rancho Cucamonga.
She got gas in Rancho Cucamonga the other day.
John? Really, John? She got gas in Rancho Cucamonga? He lives
slip?
Out by the Bass Pro Shop, doesn't he? He's out that way by Chick-fil-A, that place.
Simply relating the fact. So this, you're the one that let that slip. I'm
yeah,
she let it slip
I let
on
it
the air.
One uh-huh. time. You don't need to bring it back up.
So you
up.
Got gas in Rancho. So he lives in Rancho. Cucamonga.
I was just saying that the gas was extremely
Keep an
low.
Eye out for Jill in Rancho Cucamonga. There's $100 if you find out what this guy does for a living and stuff.
No.
She never wants to tell us like what a boyfriend does for a living. And she knows it. I'm asking because I'm always being so bratty. Like, ooh, maybe he could help us with something.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he designs logos.
I believe one of the first questions you asked me about him was, how can he help us in our careers? I was like,
because
can't.
We need help. We need help. We need help. He can't help us?
Well, okay. I mean, right. I feel like he can.
Do you know what he does, John?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't know if he could.
I just feel like no matter where he works, even if it's free ice cream, he hooks up a little small ice cream cone.
I see what you're
saying. But she goes, I don't know if he could. So he's got like a mandate of people watching over him or something like that. I was like, is he a police officer or something? She's like, no.
I'm keeping my eyes closed. None of that. You can't tell in my eyes.
Is he a
I'm
priest?
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Is he a priest? We need some help there, dude.
He's not a priest.
Okay. All right. Well.
I'm just a little bit, you know, just going to keep this private for a little bit. No. I'm going to keep this private for a little bit.
Google doll me right now. Just a little bit.
Does he have a uniform?
Give a little bit.
Like a work uniform?
You can answer that. Last time I did this with somebody else, it was like, so you wouldn't tell us anything that drove us crazy for ages.
Yeah.
So you kind of
owe us. That guy turned out to be a creep.
Yeah, I know.
And he was lying to me the entire time.
Right. So that guy turned out to be a creep and lied to you the entire time. And that was a really jerk thing to him.
And I was.
And look where that secrecy got you.
As Taylor Swift says, you kept me like a secret, but I kept you like an oath.
Oh, and look where that got you, though. You went secret with him and didn't share anything with us, and it turned out bad. So I would think if you share with us, it's going to turn out good.
That's not,
That's karmatic. That's Oprah stuff. That's putting it out there in the universe for all of us to love on you.
No.
You know, when you write a paper, you need a second set of eyes just to look it over and make sure it looks good.
You guys, I am doing perfectly fine on my own. So thank you so much.
Looking it over?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I've double checked the work. Everything's good.
Well, time for the news that you can use.
Three things you need to know right now.
We'd also like to get him COVID tested too, since you're in such close contact.
He gets tested for work. He's fine.
Oh, does he? How often does he get tested for work?
We get tested for work too.
Does he get tested for monkeypox? That's out there now too. The massive oak fire burning near Yosemite National Park, which is so, so beautiful, Yosemite. Very good chance to go. It's destroyed 55 structures since Friday. The fire is at 17,200 acres. Crews are dealing with extremely dry conditions, steep terrain. There was a certain beetle that was ravaging that area, I think, and really decimated some of the trees and stuff, and those trees are burning quickly. Firefighters made progress yesterday by slowing the fire spread, but it's only 15% contained. Thousands of buildings remain threatened, so we are hoping for the best there, obviously. TSA at LAX is dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19. According to public health officials in LA, about 220 TSA workers tested positive last week. Meanwhile, airlines like Southwest and American also reporting large outbreaks among employees at LAX. The mask mandate has been in place at the airport since May, but enforcement has not been very strict. They're trying to, get stricter here at work, too. But I just saw like three people walking down the halls without a mask.
John's got this.
No, I'm not including you. You're four. You're four in the list. You were number four. John Camucci got the sports.
Last night, the Dodgers fell to the Nationals, and a big part of that was because of Juan Soto. He's one of the best players in baseball right now. He just turned down an extension from the Nationals for almost $500 million. He could very well be traded from that team by August 2nd, the deadline. And a lot of Dodgers fans are trying to recruit him to L.A. They were kind of yelling at him at the outfield during the All-Star game, saying, hey, you should come over here to L.A. So last night when he stepped up to the plate to face the Dodgers, fans at Dodger Stadium were even chanting, future Dodger, really loud so a lot of people could hear it. So the Dodgers will take another crack at the Nationals tonight at 7. It's also Kershaw bobblehead night.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I was telling John earlier, I have a friend that's a Boston sports reporter for a certain round newspaper out of the Boston area, right? And I would say keep your eyes and ears open for another blockbuster Red Sox-Dodgers trade. Red Sox definitely could be sellers here at the trade deadline. And he was hearing about a blockbuster trade between the Red Sox and the Dodgers. That's all I'll say. That's all I know. I've got no other facts than that right there.
You don't actually know who he's speculating?
I kind of do, but I don't want to say that because that could...
Yeah.
That's messing with people's careers and stuff. You know,
okay.
I want to...
Okay.
In the world of privacy, I think it's important to respect people's privacy. It's just how I am, John. I respect people's privacy and everything.
Questions.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. Wow. Nancy Rodriguez has the traffic. Nancy, what's going on? 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. A lot of texts came in today. Appreciate all the texts that came in. Appreciate that. You guys updating us on the traffic out there as well. It says, I've been listening to you guys for 6 years. I love all you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. I met you a few times. Valentine, you're so down to earth. John, you're so good looking.
Both true statements.
Wow, thank you.
Well, I'd like to be good looking too.
Leave Jill alone. She deserves her privacy. Leave poor Jill alone. Me and my girlfriend live in Rancho Cucamonga. Time to keep an eye out for Jill and the mystery man.
Yeah, sir.
Keep us posted.
Do you ever go to Chick-fil-A? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Keep an eye out there at Chick-fil-A and Rancho Cucamonga as well. That's when I used to go to when my wife was craving it back in the day because there's no one up by us in Santa Clarita. And now I'm out in the Westlake area, so I got to find a new Chick-fil-A, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just went out there and up. Val, you missed it. Jenna spilled the beans on her Instagram. Jenna is Jill's sister. No, she gave a fake name.
She did one of those anonymous Q&As, and she texted me, and she's like, everybody's asking me who your boyfriend is. And so I was with him at the time, and we were trying to think of a name that she could put.
Did she want to use like the same initials as his, or a totally different name? Or
her was, what did she want to say? It was very funny. It's like, I forget, but it basically spelled out like, I'm not telling, but like in a weird, like it sounded like a name in a way.
Right.
But that I'm being so careful not to say his name. But he came up with the character name for her to put in.
So he came up with the character for him. You said it was from Titanic.
It was Cal from Titanic, but like his full first and last name. So she's like, okay, I'll tell you. His
was
name
it
is
the same like amount of letters as his first name and last name that he has now?
I don't
know. Or no, it just happened to be just a fake name or something like that?
I don't know.
Is he into the fake name thing, this whole privacy thing, or does he care? Or is this all you?
This is mostly me.
Right, mostly you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. He does not understand. Like he's like, I don't know how you do it. How you go and like you talk on the radio. He did say one of the things he's most nervous about is being on the air.
Right.
Oh, when can that happen?
Yeah, we won't even say his name. We'll say anonymous caller.
We'll change his voice.
I told him, I said, if you do not want to go on the air, you will not be on the air. Like, you do not have to do anything.
Well, come on. Who makes that decision? You're not pressing the phone button. I'm over here at the phone button. If I press it, he's on the air.
My mom now knows to not answer private numbers between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m.
I know, she's a monster.
She does not want to be on the air.
You make one comment about her, how her and Dave had a boudoir picture above the bed for years, and all of a sudden she doesn't want to come on the air with you anymore. One comment, one slight comment, and I'm shut down forever. Hey, any truth to the rumor that I might be a godfather to Britt's baby?
No, there's no truth.
Oh, all right, well, you check these things out.
Laughed in his face.
I know.
That was a sweet request.
I know.
That's my other sister. She's pregnant.
Wow. All right.
I haven't even heard
Listen,
that rumor.
I know it was a rumor, but you haven't heard it, so there it is. I'm getting a lot of no's from your family lately. John, what do you got planned for today? What are you doing, buddy?
What am I doing? Oh, I got a massage going on tonight.
Oh, massage night.
Massage Tuesdays. We're looking to reschedule the Mondays, though, but as of right now, we're sticking with Tuesdays.
Oh, that's a big update right there.
Huge update.
All right. So that's your buddy comes over and massages all the fraternity brothers?
Yep. He's a physical therapist, and he took some classes in massage therapy as well.
That just sounds like the guy made it up. I'm a physical therapist. I took some classes.
I've not seen the certification, but I trust him. He's a personal trainer
does
as well.
Does he make you feel good?
Oh, he sure does. Oh,
all right. Okay. All right. Brian, any plans for today?
I have some meetings with John Peake.
But how are these meetings? Because you're both masked up, obviously. Yes. iHeart has gotten very strict in the mask mandates, except for a few people roaming the halls, accounted for, that weren't wearing the mask. But I'm not going to narc. That's not me. I'm not. You guys are laughing in my face,
you
but I'm not.
Written down a list.
I did that just because I was worried about my own short-term memory loss.
We had to search Instagram because we didn't know one of the guy's names. So
okay, you know what? Keep that to yourself or I'll slip up with somebody else's name. You know what I mean? You want me slipping up with someone else's name?
No, please.
All right.
No.
I've got her right where I want her. Are you headed back out to Rancho today? What are you doing? You got to feed your cats in Santa Clarita?
No, I have been back to check on the cats, but no, I'm going home today after the show to my house.
Okay. Yeah. Where is he going to be going home to?
His house. Yeah.
So he has a house.
We knew that.
Sorry.
He wasn't camping in Rancho Cucamonga.
Fair enough.
Well, she could have said apartment.
Yeah, no, she slipped up and told us house.
Yeah.
She's got a nice piece of property. Okay. She told us.
We just got to get Jill talking. She will tell us everything we need to know.
Yeah,
little by little.
She slips up.
He's
she really
not
does.
Rich.
What's his name again? All right, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show. Glad to have you back.
Really? Doesn't sound like it. The friendship has morphed. Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show. I am so glad to have you back.
Well, we'll see if I make it tomorrow. John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Netflix just announced the movie The Gray Man that was just released on Netflix and in theaters with Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans. It's getting a sequel and a spinoff. And Ryan Gosling and the directors are set to return for The Gray Man 2. And
oh, we saw that. I'm sorry. I was going to comment. We just saw that the other night.
Good?
Very good.
Yeah, you know what? It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Okay,
pretty good. Yeah.
Great. TMZ claims to have confirmed that this recording session did happen, but the New York Post is saying Elton John and Britney Spears have reportedly recorded a duet version of the song Tiny Dancer. And it was recorded last week with a producer who's worked with Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne. And the rumor is it's going to be released next month. And according to this source, they say that this was all Elton John's idea. Britney is a huge fan. And this will be her first single in 6 years.
Elton John, I believe, is currently on the farewell tour, right?
Yes.
He's wrapping things up, going to spend time with his family. God, what a talent. Shout to Bernie as well, his co-writer for so many years and everything. But just Elton John would bring that music alive on stage. I got to see him in concert a couple times. Mm-hmm. And one time was a Billy Joel Elton John show. They were doing this dueling piano thing.
That has been so good.
It was a number of years ago, but it really was great. And Elton would play Billy's song, Billy would play Elton's song, stuff like that.
Amazing.
And that might have been a Contact High night. Because it was nice. Me. Remember Robbie, our old producer?
Oh, yeah.
So Robbie and I went to Billy Joel Elton John. As a couple, I guess. I don't know. went. And then afterwards, we're like so hungry. We hit like a Taco Bell. I was like chowing on Doritos and everything. I'm like, why are we so hungry? And then I'm thinking, in the middle of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, some guy was behind us. That might have been
nice.
The reason.
That's really fun.
But so when's that supposed to drop?
Sometime in August. So, okay. And the source is telling Page Six that this is, like, everybody's freaking out over the song. It's Britney's comeback.
Yeah.
It's so, so good. So we'll see.
Well, Page Six is incredibly reliable periodical. So I look forward to that. All right. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks.
Well, guys, have a great day. Nancy Rodriguez standing by. She has the final check of the morning traffic. Nancy, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez in the room, thank you for your show as well. Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. What do we got for a final check of that traffic?